Good morning. Real glad we got this weather now. It's a lot better than what it has been. About an 80 degree difference in like a week. Pretty crazy. Yeah, no kidding. So we're going to start off with a few announcements this morning. If you want to look to your bulletin, just wanted to point out the online giving deal on your tear out sheet as well this week. And if you have any more questions, you can talk to Tyler about that. When he's here. Also, Victory Center Bible Camp, the registration is opening on March 1st, so get ready to apply for that, and there's brochures and like little handout deals on the table out in the foyer for that. Also on the foyer, there is the Meals on Wheels sign-up sheet, not for this week, but for next week. There's a few openings there. Take a look at that to see if you can help out that and go give some meals to some people that can't get out in the community around. Also, the bridal shower for Jake and Brooklyn. It's too many close things like that. But Jake and Brooklyn are gonna have a bridal shower here on March 15th. So make note of that at 1 p.m. Also, Megateen is March 28th and the 29th. There's the registration forms out in the foyer for that. And the love offering for Ronnie and Becky Moyer. You guys can see the total on that as well. Also, there's a sign-up sheet for Club Rock Snacks. There's only a few more weeks for Club Rock, and we need some more people to sign up for snacks. And if we could get one or two or three people signed up for the last day to bring snacks for our program and all that stuff afterwards, that would be awesome. So, are there any other announcements this morning? Okay, we'll go to our call to worship, which is from Ephesians 2, 8 through 10. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing, it is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them.
Well, good morning. Pardon the interruption. Good morning. The live stream is having struggles, so we will get that up as fast as we can. Of course, those that generally join us online won't hear me telling them I'm sorry. So you can let them know. If you're getting texts like I am, it's coming. If you would take your hymn books, turn to number 349. Stand with me. We're going to sing together, Trust and Obey, 349.
Sorrow we share,
blessed if we trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. But we never can prove the delights of his love until all on the altar we lay. For the favor he shows and the joy he bestows, who will trust and obey? Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Then in fellowship sweet we will sit at his feet, or we'll walk by his side in the way. What he says we will do, where he sends we will go. Never fear, only trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. We could sing. If you'd take this time to greet one another, let them know you're glad to see them. Well, you may have to tell those that do watch us online that it was a wonderful time together. Sure glad they missed us. They're madly working back there. This is our opportunity to bring our prayer requests and praises. One prayer request is the live stream would get itself together. That would be good. Also, got an update. Last week, a prayer request went out for Mike Bryan and sinus infection and some other respiratory sickness issues, and about a half hour after the prayer request went out, he started to turn a corner, and so that is a huge praise. Along with another praise we have as we enjoy the good weather, that is a huge praise to see the huge temperature difference, as Pastor Abe mentioned. It's hard to believe how fast it can change. We know it can go the other direction, but so we will enjoy these beautiful spring-like days. Are there other prayer requests or praises? Yes, Bonnie. Indeed, it's good to see Ed back. That is a testament of God's miraculous hand and God using modern medicine as well. It's good to see Ed back, and a huge thank you for the congregation. Other prayer requests? Yeah, Ernie. That is huge praise. That is, yes, yes, very much so, Shirley. It's Ernie's blood work came back, and the numbers keep going down, so that is wonderful news to continue to watch how God heals. Other prayer requests? Heidi. So the request is for Brad, Hans, Mom, Judy, knowing that others going through this cold weather, it is hard on livestock, hard on equipment, and hard on those that cannot get out. And so, grateful for the weather, but we'll be praying for those as we come out of some of this cold snap. Yes, Jill. That definitely will pray for wisdom. And your mom's first name?
Joyce.
So we'll be praying for Joyce as she is in rehab, getting strong enough to walk, but also the decisions for the family and next steps. And that always a reminder when we look at the prayer request sheet, that request has been there for a number of years because decisions for aging loved ones, we all seem to be getting older, and our parents, loved ones are getting older as well. So it's a timely reminder. So we'll be praying for Joyce. Other prayer requests? Yeah, Erica. That is a huge praise, and thank you for the update that Erica has some of the last reports, no more shifting in her hip. So that means that PT is now on full force, and we know how strenuous those individuals, the definition of tough love, and I'm grateful for them as my wife is able to walk. So I know we'll be praying for Erica through that. And also it was good to see that her car got repaired. Those are huge praises when you feel kind of limited in your mobility. Any other prayer requests or praises? Well, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for the beautiful weather that we have seen the last couple of days. We know that the extreme cold weather that we faced the start of the week and the last couple of weeks has taken a toll on both livestock and equipment, and it is good to see the temperatures rise. And Father, you do also know our need of moisture, and that is way out of our control, and that's why we place it in your hands. We thank you that you do know our needs, and in the midst of difficulties, your love never changes. We thank you that as a part of your family, that you may not remove the hardships as you are teaching us to become more like Christ. We thank you that we have a Savior that is risen, that is living and active, and that he cares for his sheep. As he told us in the Gospels, he is indeed the Good Shepherd. Father, we lift up these requests to you. One of the items doesn't affect us so much in here, but others that we connect with the live stream. Father, sometimes technology does not go the way we desire, and I just pray for that to connect. Father, we also lift up Mike Bryan to you. I'm grateful that he's turned a corner. Continue to sustain and lay your hand upon him and heal. We ask for full and complete healing. We're grateful for the report from Ernie that his PSA numbers are going down, and the journey of chemo and radiation and has worked, and we just continue to pray that you would heal his body completely. Father, we lift up Ed and Bonnie. We're grateful that Ed is here today, and again, a rejoicing of how you work through modern medicine. Continue to heal. Give him strength each day. We also lift up Brad's mom, Judy, and as she and several others, but we do lift her up with this cold snap and the difficulty of getting around. And I know for Brad and Jolene, the difficulty of also distance. We just pray that you would be an ever-present help for Judy. We also lift up Joyce to you as she goes through rehab, that you would help strengthen her to be able to walk and get around on her own. But we do pray for the family as they wrestle with the next steps. That is never easy. But we are grateful for facilities in our community and surrounding area that lovingly take care of our elderly relatives and elderly residences of our community. And we do pray that you would bring wisdom to them. Father, we also lift up Erica and grateful for her report as well. Continue to heal her hip. And now as she goes through physical therapy, help her with getting strength back. We're grateful for even sometimes the smaller things of getting a car fixed and getting that sense of independence back. Father, it is just the reminder that at times we sense our need, but we are always needy. And sometimes we try to do things in our own strength, and we forget how constantly you're involved in our lives. Father, we lift up our missionaries around the world. We pray for Wes and Julie Shoemaker, and as Wes has celebrated his 70th birthday and some living changes happening, grateful that they have family that will be coming and also being close to them. Well, we pray for his upcoming trip back into Mexico and for safety, for the health of his translator, that she may be able to have the voice to record more scriptures. And we pray for the Tarahumara people, that as they are an oral culture, your word must come to them orally, and we pray that you would be with the SD cards and the transmitter, the recorders, the opportunity to get the word of God out to these very remote communities. We just ask that you would lay your hand of blessing upon Wes and Julie, as well as your hand of healing, as they have dealt with some significant health struggles this last couple of years. Father, we're grateful for the community you've placed us in and for the country. We pray for our leaders that you would bring them wisdom, both from the community leaders, our city councils, county commissioners, state and national. We pray that you would bring wise counsel to them and bring wise counselors around them. Father, we do pray for our military as they serve around the world, that you would protect, give them clarity of mission, and that you would keep them safe as they're downrange. For the offering we're about to receive from your people, we're grateful for how you bless us, and we just pray that you would use this for your honor and glory, both here and around the world. In Jesus' name, amen.
Good morning. I was just thinking what a beautiful day it is out. And we always say, you know, what a wonderful day the Lord's made, usually when the weather's to our comfort and our liking, but we often forget that we need to give thanks in all circumstances, and no, not for everything, because it's not always comfortable, but in all things that we need to give thanks, and that's in the good weather and in the rough weather, because everything has its time and its season. The world doesn't revolve around us, and we can't stop it from turning. But anyway, let's stand and sing a few songs this morning. Just calling on Jesus' name for help. He's there for us. He gets us through our struggles and even our discomfort, whatever may be going on. He's there for us.
Redemption's here.
this last song.
Sent your son to make it possible for us to have a relationship with you. We pray that you would be honored this morning in what we do. We pray for the sermon. We pray that you would help us to be attentive to what you have to say to us through your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Everybody wide awake now?